This is the Dr. Singham dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Last name is McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. Date of birth is 1-6-1968. Date of evaluation is 12-16-2022. HPA history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation from management of depression. Status post recent stroke, history of present illness. This is a 54 years old male who was admitted here on 12-9-2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Hospital. Patient reports that he had a stroke. His chart indicates history of hypertension, alcohol abuse, cocaine abuse, ischemic heart disease, and dysphagia following CVA. Here the patient reports that he is okay. He denied any persistent feelings of hopelessness, insomnia or crying spells, Peter, no thoughts of harm to self. Others reported he was admitted here on Lexapro and is also on melatonin. Peter, patient stated that he's on disability, and when I asked him what is he on disability for, he stated that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and used to be and was supposed to be taking Depakote and Zyprexa. Period. He reports that he did go to Team Wellness for psychiatric follow-up and acknowledged history of psychiatric hospitalization. He denied any history of suicide attempts or legal problems. He minimized history of substance abuse. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse, not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yes, prior history of suicide attempts denied, social history, current relationship, single, number of children, he reports that he has 3 kids, current occupation on disability. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history not known, alcohol history, history of alcohol abuse per chart, drug abuse history, history of cocaine abuse. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 5 milligram, once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 118 over 62, pulse 83, respiration 60. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, mild expressive aphasia, mood mildly dysphoric, effort constricted, thought processes, intact, association, normal thought content, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, deny level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, and date, he did not know the name of this facility, memory, recent, appears intact, funnel knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair assessment plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition, F06. Mood disorder, known physiological condition with depressive symptoms, F06.31. Plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. Number two, dysphagia following other cerebrovascular disease, 169.891. Disposition, ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management. Peer staff needs to encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities. Continue physical therapy, speech therapy as per care plans. Peter, I don't see indications for retrial of Depakote and Zyprexa at this time. Peter will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.